Next up is item 17, discussion of possible action. Approve resolution number 19-552, appointing Austin Osborne as administrator to administer process and approving reimbursements for public infrastructure constructed by TRI Center LLC or other developers and dedicated to Story County as required by the TRI Public Private Partnership Capital Improvement Plan. Mr. Osborne.
Mr. Loomis, I think, has this, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. This is more of a housekeeping measure than anything else. In fact, about two, three years ago, we appointed Pat Whitten as the administrator of the process for approving reimbursements to Tri-Center for public infrastructure dedicated to the county. Since his retirement, he needs to be replaced. This resolution would appoint Mr. Osborne as the administrator of that process.
Very good. Do you have any questions for Keith?
Not sure.
Any public comment regarding this item, Ms. Bard? Dean Haymore might have been the administrator when I first started here, wasn't he?
He was.
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. Just a basic question. I've seen the public-private partnership documents because it's posted on the TRI website. It originally is a contract between Roger et al. And the county. The language here, and I must not have caught this 3 years ago, talks about reimbursement to TRI and other developers. Are other developers under the same agreement that the county signed with Roger?
They can be.
Okay, because TRI is out of there, LLC, correct? So the majority developer now is blockchains, correct? Because they have this.
But most of blockchains, well, in Painted Rock, they're not going to be subject to the TRI capital improvement plan because it's outside the TRI center project.
Okay, but within the park itself, don't they have 60,000-some-odd acres?
They do.
Okay, so is blockchains under any kind of agreement like we have with Roger, whereby they're responsible for their own infrastructure, and either they're responsible for their own infrastructure and we don't pay for it, or a similar agreement that has different terms?
They would be subject to the terms of the public-private capital improvement plan. There is a provision for other developers to take advantage of that plan and to benefit or be obligated by the provisions of that plan.
Okay, you said could be. So they can either choose to go under that umbrella and those reimbursements go on as always with that agreement, or can they choose not to go under that umbrella and therefore another agreement has to be done?
If they choose not to go under that agreement, they will not necessarily be entitled to reimbursement.
Okay, well, that's my question. We're authorizing a reimbursement, and as I said, I must not have caught this 3 years ago. If it's the same deal that we've had with TRI that I'm familiar with, I'm fine. But the other developer comment in here is what caught my eye, and unless they're under the original agreement, it would require a different agreement, and I would expect a different authorization for reimbursement.
There wouldn't be a separate agreement, but you could have a corporation come in. They do major improvements in the industrial park, build roads and that, bring them up to the stuff and dedicate them to the county, and they would be entitled to the reimbursement, which is the same as Roger Norman's is.
But Roger's...
Because this district is a public-private partnership within the TRI itself.
Okay, and the reimbursement itself isn't my issue. It's the terms we have, which are screaming, to the extent that we don't pay interest. And
right.
Those terms are what, I'm asking.
Terms wouldn't change.
Okay, so everything stays the same even with new developers.
And then get in line.
Okay.
Get in line behind the other guy who's in front of you.
Right.
To get reimbursed.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Ms. Bard, also, just so you know, make sure when we talk about that umbrella, if a company were to go and build their own road and keep it as a private road for themselves, there would be nothing that would be subject to the county be involved in that. But if they were to build a road to our standards and it falls into the development agreement and then it's dedicated to us, then the terms of that agreement would apply. And that does happen.
Okay. And you made the comment that Painted Rock is outside.
They're not inside the TRAC. It applies to the boundaries within Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, not anything else. And even companies that are located very close and in the area, they are not in the TRI and therefore not subject to this.
Okay.
And one of the other requirements is that if a project is dedicated, public infrastructure is dedicated to the county, that the entity dedicating the project would have to comply with prevailing wage under our agreement with the labor commissioner.
Okay.
If they don't comply with the labor commissioner requirements, then they're not entitled to be reimbursed for their dedicated project.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve this resolution.
I move to approve resolution number 19-552, appointing Austin Osborne as the administrator over the process for reimbursing developers of infrastructure within the TRI Center and dedicated to authorize the chairman to sign.
And then a motion, I'll second your motion. Move to second to approve resolution 19-552. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.